Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I would like to know if you believe that Apple is ever going to get into the adult toys business at all. Because I feel like that's a very lucrative market for them.
You know what, dude?
What are you talking about?
I agree.
What are we doing?
Welcome to Recycle Bin.
Okay.
Episode 2.
So yeah, it's been a week. It's been a week here in the office, but we're back. Pretty much a complete makeover since the last time you heard us, which is nice.
Yeah, like a makeover in the fact that I'm sick.
You are sick.
Recovering from a cold. That's fucking cool.
Yeah, you had the swine flu last week.
That's not swine flu. What year is it? That's like
that's so sad for you.
That's like a 2012.
We almost lost you.
No, not really. It was a cold. But actually a big week in the office. I'm sure if you watch FPT, you saw the most recent episode.
Hopefully.
About the iPhone SE4.
If you didn't, you're a traitor.
Yeah. The lights are all new.
Yeah, Aperture sent us, they wanted to replace every light we have. I think, we hopped on a call with Aperture because I just wanted, I was curious about one of their things, one of their lights.
Literally one light and a dome, like an add-on for a light.
Yeah, because we already used, our main light was already an Aperture 300D Mark II.
Yeah.
And they just wanted to replace every light that we had, so they did that, and keep in mind, this is all in the span of a week. These deliveries happen in the same week.
Uh-huh.
Every light gets replaced, so I couldn't even tell you how many lights we have now. They replaced every light and then some.
Yeah, we have extra.
Huge thanks to Aperture. I mean, best
Amazing.
In the business.
And I think I could say confidently that because of Aperture, the show looks the best it has ever looked.
Oh, yeah.
In a major, major way.
It's not us, it's Aperture.
Yeah, it's like 5% us. 95% Aperture.
Do you think we could convince them to come here and
just do the show?
Yeah, just be me.
Yeah.
Just do all the lighting and then we'll never touch it. We'll never move anything ever.
That's probably a good idea.
Also, in the same week, a shipment of office stuff from Uplift Desk. They sent us, two desks, two office chairs, two stools for the podcast set that we're sitting on right now.
Two of the biggest desks I've ever seen in my entire life.
I love them, though. They're so nice.
And the chairs are amazing, actually, as well. We're on stools by Uplift right now.
Yeah, I got a beautiful, 10-degree tilt in every direction.
Yeah, they're like ergonomic stools. I'm like spinning as I'm talking.
My asshole has never felt more supported.
That's true.
I don't want to mention any other competitors, right? But if there's let's say there's a list of standing desk companies.
Of tiers?
Yeah, let's just say.
Yeah.
This is, I would say Uplift Desk is comfortably the best.
So, yeah, I'm incredibly impressed.
But how's the sickness and everyone being sick at home?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. getting sick when you're just the last time everybody heard from me before I had a kid, things change when you have a kid. I don't know if anybody knew that. You kind of don't give a shit what happens to you or around you when you're just a person without dependents.
Okay.
Now that I have a kid, I don't care that I'm sick. I care that my kid got sick.
Yeah.
And that matters so much more. I would light myself on fire, fight a bear, mm-hmm. do a bunch of other stuff if I just meant my kid never got sick, because it just sucks. It's just it's a major, he feels like shit. It like hurts my heart to look at him, but all this to say, my week's been fine because I just got sick and I don't care about me being sick.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also been terrible because My little boy's sick.
Everyone got sick.
Yeah, my wife, yeah. I mean, I didn't have any major speech prepared for when she gets sick. She's an adult. Adults can take medicine and, like, be responsible for their own illness.
Somehow, I have stayed away.
You've dodged bullets.
Yeah, yeah, I've stayed away from the sickness, which is not like me. I'm impressed.
No, you usually die.
Good job, me. It must be all the airports have hardened me.
You've been hardened by air travel.
What are we doing this week? Because you're steering the show. For a little bit behind-the-scenes stuff, Brian is sort of running Recycle Bin.
Yeah, it's his, for the most part.
It's his job to run it, so he's sort of planned the episode out for us. I don't really know what's happening. All I know is that this week we're going to try something new. We are going to upload the audio to YouTube as well. So
for fun.
Hopefully, if you're listening there, congratulations. Maybe there'll be a video at some point, but right now this is what you get. It hurts my soul inside to post just audio on YouTube. But have you seen the numbers?
Yeah, numbers.
YouTube is killing Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts is going down for the first time since ever.
That's crazy. I mean, they were the place.
Yeah, YouTube podcast forever. Is like doing a lot of damage.
Yeah, so we got to be where the people are.
So here we are, where you are.
Which is funny because one of the things that we're talking about before we get into viewer questions, you're really like talking about being where the people are. That used to be what we said about social media.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're kind of pulling back, huh?
Yeah, so last week, you know, I talked about wanting to be away from Twitter.
Yeah.
But, and not even Twitter specifically, I think I said all social media, because I want things that we say here and on Front Page Tech to matter a little bit more, to carry a little bit more weight.
Yeah.
Except, in that time, I have grown to dislike Twitter even more. X.
And is this just since last week? Has it grown worse since then?
Yeah. I think the time of the year has really impacted my experience. You know, there's a certain time that comes around every 4 years.
Oh.
The Olympics.
Oh, the Olympics.
Of course.
Dude, I fucking hate athletes.
Yeah.
Crazy. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I used to think, hey, I got to be on Twitter. Sorry, X.
It's where the people are.
Yeah, it's where the people are. So even if I don't like it, that's where they are, so I have to be there.
Yeah.
But when you really think about it, we don't gain anything by me being there.
Yeah,
we don't
anymore.
Get more views on YouTube than we would. There's nothing. I'm gaining nothing from being there, and the fans are gaining nothing from me being there either.
Yeah.
It's like no one's winning.
And I mean, almost more importantly than that, you're not really enjoying it.
Mm-mm.
Like you used to. I mean, you used to be addicted to Twitter because you liked Twitter. Like you liked using it, the platform, in interacting and putting your thoughts out there.
Yeah.
And it's just, I feel like that's been majorly impacted. Not even through Elon's takeover or anything. You also just don't really
vibe
with that.
Maybe it's growing older.
Could be.
I'm an old man now. I'm so close to just deactivating my Twitter. Not out of protest or anything like that. I just don't. If I have a Twitter account, I will open it, you know, and I'll look. I know no one cares if I leave Twitter. If I leave, it's not like I'm taking a bunch of people with me. You keep using Twitter. Enjoy it. I like that for you.
I wish I could enjoy Twitter, frankly.
The only reason that it currently still exists is because brands DM me through that.
Yeah.
But other than that, I want to just deactivate it and go away.
So if you didn't know, Recycle Bin is a call-in show.
Sorry, that was my Dr. Pepper Zero.
Recycle Bin's a call-in show, and if you would like to have your question on the show, you can reach us at 404-919-5530. Leave us a quick message with any questions, concerns.
I would say we try to listen to every single one of them.
There's a lot. Like okay, before we brought the show back in the day, 4 years ago, there was a lot then.
Yeah.
We've grown a lot since then.
A little bit, yeah.
So there's a lot more.
So even though not all of you will be included on today's episode, a couple things. One, we did listen to your voicemail, most likely, and thank you.
Agreed.
And two, if you're not on this week, it's all right. Call back. Maybe you'll be on next week. Leave another question for next week.
Please do.
Pro tip. Try to keep your question about, like, at least under 30 seconds.
Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of you guys who I love... fans that have been around a long time that have, like, early days of FPT, are leaving like 2+ minute voicemails.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We just can't.
We got to find a balance between getting you, the fans, involved with the show and also respecting the time of the listeners.
Exactly.
As well.
Yeah. So without further ado, let's don't the voicemails.
Okay, Jesus.
That's a callback. All right, here we go.
Hi, my name is Elijah Conley. I am from Fort Wayne, Indiana. And my question is, regarding to your last video talking about the new iPhone Air, do you think it is more appropriate to get rid of the iPhone SE and name it the new iPhone Mini that starts at $500?
Ooh, I love this question because what does iPhone SE even mean anymore? Apple's been selling iPhone SEs forever.
Yeah.
But like, they've also kind of changed their branding all over the place.
It's a mess. It's kind of a mess currently.
Yeah. So like just having an SE in there, I totally get what he's saying. Just rebranding it to the Mini or even something different. Like,
that's interesting. Well, the iPhone Air is definitely going to sit in between base model and Pro units,
right?
So that's out of the question.
That's carved out.
iPhone SE though, especially with how they're approaching it right now, feels like the right move. It feels like the right time and the right move. It almost feels like, I wanted to say this on Front Page Tech, but I didn't feel like getting shit on.
Yeah.
It almost feels like with iPhone X, that's when Apple started this plan. It feels like they launched iPhone X as the first phone that was $1,000. And at that time, it was shocking.
That was crazy, yeah.
Like, how could you charge that much for a phone? And it turned out, everyone bought it anyway. And that taught the rest of the market that, yeah, people are willing to spend that kind of money on a phone.
Right.
So now every phone manufacturer tries to make their phone fit into that $1,000 price point. Every manufacturer.
Like by default.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now that everyone has started to do that, it's smart for Apple to pull back now.
And focus on, like, everything before that $1,000 price tag.
Yeah, it's almost like they are positioning themselves as a value option, Apple, right, of all people, after years after the iPhone X, after all the other manufacturers have jumped on the $1,000 flagship phone train.
Yeah, and it's not that other brands aren't doing it, because, like, Google Pixel has been offering...
The A series.
Right, yeah. And, and obviously Samsung has hundreds... Probably,
yeah,
of differently priced entry, you know.
Oh, yeah, Samsung's got $20 phones.
Right, yeah, you just buy them from a vending machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think that's the move,
That's
though.
A good question, yeah. I don't think the Mini was successful enough to put that in the lineup at all.
Yeah, I also, honestly, when I heard his message, I took it as, like, should it be a rebrand? Should Apple rebrand from SE to Mini? Like, do people even know what an SE brand is now? Like, if it says SE, like, what is that?
Well, if they do that, they're going to have to do it across the board. So Apple Watch SE, stuff like that.
That's true. I honestly forgot that the Apple Watch SE exists.
Which, by the way, is coming in this year as plastic. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Dude. Oh.
The next Apple Watch SE is going to be made of plastic.
Listen, as a person who wears non-smart watches... Yeah. A plastic watch just gets demolished. That's a terrible idea.
Well, they think it's a great idea.
I'm sure they do. I bet they save lots of money.
What if that iPhone SE is just iPhone 14 chassis made out of plastic?
Oh, my God.
Then be terrible.
Well.
Be the 5C all over again.
Yeah, we're going to have to eat some words with that, I think.
By the way, I just want to let you guys know, Brian is the one that vetted all the voicemails. I have not heard any of them.
Oh, yeah, it's part of the fun.
So I'm being ambushed with some of these. I have no idea what you guys are saying.
Ambushed is a strong word. But yeah, pretty much. You're being ambushed.
Let's go to the next one.
Hi, guys. My name is Seth. I'm from New Jersey in the United States of America. And I'm super glad y'all are getting back to Recycle Bin.
Us too.
One question I have for y'all. What is your favorite feature coming out in iOS 18?
Oh, hell.
For me, I'd say Siri improvements are nice. It's going to be nice that I can ask Siri to do multiple things in a row. And I'm also looking forward to watchOS 11 and being able to have a step goal for once. Anyways, take care. Also, you promised.
That's good.
I think Jern promised Burn to do something with Milk Toast the last time y'all were together. We're still holding to you guys. Oh. Anyways, Toilet Squad.
Toilet Squad, dude.
I know you guys can't see me, but my mouth was agasp.
His mouth was agape.
What was his name? Seth. First of all,
Amazing. Why? Amazing.
Why
memory,
did
Seth.
You do this to me?
Amazing Why? Memory, Seth.
How dare you? The very last episode of Recycle Bin before this reboot was talking about...
Why were we talking about this? We were talking about Milk Toast.
Okay, I remember what happened. In the very last episode, keep in mind, when we recorded that episode, we totally anticipated recording another one the week after. And
yeah, not waiting
It just
four
happened
years.
To take 4 years.
Yeah.
In that last episode, though, what we had agreed upon was that... I think this is what we did. If you eat a banana... A banana.
A banana.
If you eat a banana mayo sandwich...
Yeah.
I will eat milk...
Toast. Okay. Okay. We're losing him. We're losing
OG
him.
OG listeners will remember, I have a very bad problem with wet bread. Just the thought of it will get me.
Yeah.
I think it stems from when I was a kid, when I was sick. My grandma would make me what she called milk toast, which was just a single slice of toast on a plate with sugar on it and milk poured on.
We're losing him.
Ugh. So, I cannot do wet bread.
Thank you, Seth.
Seth, how dare you?
So anyway, what's your favorite feature coming in iOS 18?
Well, what are we going to do about this?
What, the web, or sorry,
do we have to, like, follow through with this?
I think we have to.
Like, maybe next episode?
Yeah, probably do a banana mayo sandwich and milk toast. So look forward to that.
Banana mayo sandwich is something that I had as a kid that I thought was delicious that Brian thinks is disgusting.
That sounds nightmarish. Disgusting. Still, yeah.
I feel like more people know what that is, though.
No, I don't
it
know
It can't
how,
just be a me thing.
Both of these things are horrendous, first of all. Nobody has... I don't know why you eat like this. I don't know who... What happened to you?
My grandma grew up in the Depression.
Well, this is that... we're all depressed now.
Yeah. Look what you did.
Yeah.
As far as iOS 18, I would easily say Apple Intelligence, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, me too. I think the overarching conjoining of the system, like, everything fitting better together is a big one.
I think that my favorite thing, obviously, is Apple Intelligence, but I have a huge problem with the fact that Apple keeps announcing things that aren't actually ready, and they don't know when they're going to be ready.
Yeah, we'll get to that. And in fact, we have a question about that.
Okay, all right.
So if you want to put a little pin in that quick.
The pin is there.
Beyond, though, like, I think that's the standout, though, with iOS 18. Yeah. Is really, like, I would include Siri in Apple Intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's open that can of worms.
Oh, God.
Hey, my name's Hunter. I'm from Pennsylvania, and wondered what you guys' response would be to the fact that some Apple Intelligence features aren't launching with the iPhone this fall. I just wondered what you guys' thoughts were on that. Also, great work you guys are doing with the content. I'm a newer viewer, and I'm really enjoying it. Thanks, guys.
Hell yeah, Hunter. Thank you.
I can't even imagine how many actual new viewers there are.
Yeah.
Like, now.
Well, welcome aboard, everyone. Welcome to the Toilet Squad. In case you're wondering, that's why there's a toilet on the set still.
Yeah, we don't even acknowledge that anymore.
No. There's a lot of people coming in and be like, this is a really great video. Why is he being so serious with the toilet?
Why the fuck is he in the bathroom?
My favorite... there was a comment, like, yesterday or the day before that made me laugh just purely on the phrasing. Mm-hmm. And it was, why is there a commode?
A commode.
Yeah.
That's so formal.
A commode. I hate it, Hunter. I hate it a lot, actually. It's
the concerning, worst. Right?
We're actually planning a small video about this exact topic.
I know.
We are very unhappy with Apple planning stuff and announcing stuff without a date for release.
It doesn't feel like an Apple decision, which may be the basis of the video.
It feels like they're pressured. It feels like it's them admitting pressure that they have to announce stuff early when it's not even ready, just to get out in front to be like, hey, don't worry, we're doing this too.
Yeah.
We see what Google's doing. We're doing it too. Don't worry.
And it's never felt like that. It's always been like, whatever Apple's working on, they can take as much time as they need. And then when it comes out, if it does, it's going to be usually in a better spot than the people who rushed to meet pressure.
And I absolutely agree. Still, our Apple Intelligence video, I agree with everything I said in that. Apple Intelligence, to me, is better positioned than the rest of the AI stuff.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But it still doesn't matter if it's not out.
Or if it comes out in this weird pseudo, like, half beta, half done.
Like, we don't even know that we're getting it with the iPhone 16.
Yeah, that's a very strange position to be in.
To announce it in the summer at WWDC,
mm-hmm.
and now it's the fall, your new phone's coming out, and that feature isn't even launching with the new phone? That sounds insane. And we just let everyone just lets that happen. We have grown accustomed to that, and it doesn't seem weird to us anymore.
Yeah.
And they just do it more.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of the video game industry, where like games used to launch complete, and now it's like it's been going on so long. It's almost like who could you even point the finger at being first?
Yeah.
But it's like this accepted reality that things will launch unfinished.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just be updated to a complete state eventually, maybe.
Yeah.
And it's like Apple's doing that, which I never thought they would.
Okay, let's hit the next call.
Sorry, I got lost in the sauce for a second.
What does that even mean? Oh, no, why are you laughing?
There's some funny ones in here that threw me off, because I titled these and I ordered these questions, but then we're jumping around a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, my name's Sam. I'm a big fan of the podcast and the channel. I'm from Chicago, and I'm also a big fan of AR/VR, and I've been working with the Vision Pro a lot this summer. And I was kind of wondering, what were you thinking about Apple's kind of decision to cut down on Vision Pro 2 development and work on a like Vision Pro Lite version that's cheaper, and if that's even a good idea, and if there's a future for the Vision Pro. Or should they just like give it up and go towards something more like glasses or something similar to what Meta is doing rather than focusing on this heavy device? But yeah, thank you.
Well, it already seems like they did. They have pulled back a bit on Vision Pro 2 development.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's canceled, but it seems that they are definitely shifting their focus because of the lackluster launch for Vision Pro.
Yeah, which is another product that like, in a similar fashion to Apple Intelligence, kind of like
pulled the trigger too early.
Yeah, I think so.
Wasn't ready.
Which is, yeah, concerning.
The issue is that Vision Pro is actually, unironically, incredible. The price point is a bit too much to ask as a consumer electronics company.
It's necessary, but they should have known.
I'd say that one's worth the price, but the issue is you got to find sort of what I mentioned with the SE. You got to find a balance between what you're capable of, what you're fully capable of producing, which is, let's say, mm-hmm. Vision Pro yeah. with the top-tier hardware in it, and meeting customers halfway. You got to meet us in the middle. Give us something that – give us the best of that Vision Pro experience into a – I wouldn't even say a Vision Pro Lite. Just give us Apple Vision. I think that's all we need is just something in the middle – before you ever focus on a light version. If that's even a thing that they do, or if they're going to focus on a, let's say, Apple Vision SE.
Oh, God.
if they're going to do that, at least first give us something in the middle that is considered the main product.
Yeah, because you can't call, like, you can't call Apple Vision Pro the main product.
It's not successful enough to be the pro.
Right, like... The iPhone, like the base model iPhone, is the main product.
Yeah,
we need a base established.
Yeah.
For the Vision ecosystem, and it can't be the Pro with that price point.
The base cannot be $3,500.
No, no one's ever gonna take it seriously.
Yeah, I think cutting back on Vision Pro and giving us not a light version but a regular one would be the move. But who knows when the hell we're gonna see that.
Yeah, I wonder if Tim Cook and company is like really shook by how poorly Vision Pro was received. Like, do you think they planned? Like, do you think they expected that at all?
Part of me says kinda.
You think so?
I mean, we didn't see Tim Cook wearing the thing until like the day before launch.
That's true.
They did that GQ magazine thing. I think it was GQ. I can't remember.
I think you're right. Yeah.
They were in his office, like, photographing him wearing it and stuff, and that's how they launched it. But until that point, we had never seen him in it. We hadn't seen any of the other executives in it.
Right.
And, yeah, I don't want to believe that Apple knew it wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. I don't think they ordered a ton of units, but they definitely didn't sell what their initial order was.
No, yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think they've sold 1 million units yet of Vision Pro.
I'm not sure.
I want to say like 500K, maybe. We're doing a Google.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Jamie, pull it up.
Huh. I wonder if, I mean, any numbers that are available on Apple sales numbers are,
yeah,
you know.
Questionable.
No way.
What?
Fast Company.
Okay.
If IDC, a report from IDC via Bloomberg suggests that Vision Pro sales are less than 300,000 so far.
Holy shit. Yeah, that's not good. That is...
That's crazy.
Yeah. Man, makes me sad. I wish more people got to experience Vision Pro, but at that price, it's just not going to happen. It's just
$3,500 is a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. It's a lot of other things to do with. Like, yeah. You can do so many things with that money. And, like, even as amazing as Apple Vision Pro is technologically, the experience using it, it still doesn't really feel like you're getting your money's worth.
Yeah, it's... I would disagree. I think it does feel like you're getting your money's worth. But the problem is, that's not enough. Like, just technological prowess isn't enough to sell this product. And that's why I say you got to find a middle ground, give consumers half of that for, I mean, even half the price at this point. But it's insane that, their MacBooks and other Macs can get up there in price.
Yeah.
But to try to sell what you look at as a consumer electronics product, whether you put a Pro branding on it or not, let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to sell it to your consumers. That price is too high.
Yeah. I mean, and like when you bring up Macs, that's an established platform.
Yeah, and there's a lot of pros, actual pros, that will pay anything that they ask for a Mac.
And the Apple Vision Pro is pro because of the price point and the materials and the experience.
Yeah.
But you can't...
Just make it out of plastic next time.
Yeah.
Like, anything.
What a strange
product.
If
your Apple Watch SEs come with plastic, just do it.
Oh, boy. If you thought, man, talking about Apple products, here we go.
Oh, God.
My name is Jay from Canada, and I would like to know if you believe that Apple is ever going to get into the adult toys business
at all.
Because I feel like that's a very lucrative market for them.
You know what, dude?
What are you talking about?
I agree.
What are we doing?
Dude, I agree.
What
I mean,
the hell, Jay?
Like, listen, if you're already paying $3,500 to go fuck yourself, you might as well do it with... with an Apple branded piece of equipment, you know?
Oh, man. They took away the gun emoji.
We
have
true.
We this is the same company that people
That's
have to
true.
Use the eggplant to talk about a peenie.
That's true.
No, they're not going to sell adult toys.
Dude, okay. If Apple ever ends up selling adult toys, there's been a misstep.
Yeah.
They're down bad.
I mean, immediately think about how everything else suddenly seems less valuable the second they ship a dildo.
I thought, like, I heard that voicemail, and I was waiting for him to laugh. like he knew it was a joke, but he delivered that. I'm still 50-50. Jay, if you want to send us another clarifying question. If that was real, I got to know where your head's at.
It seemed like he meant it.
I know.
Well, if they do ship a dildo, it's got to fit in the ecosystem. There's got to be continuity. So
dildos
like,
always
in
fit.
In a tight spot, can I use that dildo as a magic mouse?
Do you keep... Are you specifically leading it, like, in a tight spot? Dildo's got to fit?
Yeah.
Like...
okay. God damn it, Jay.
This is recycle bin.
Why did we do this? Why did we just give them a number to call?
Yeah, guys, you could ask us anything. It might make it in.
404-919-5530 is the number to call in, and maybe you'll be featured on the show.
Yeah, clearly not that high of a ceiling.
If your name is Jay, you're banned.
No.
when Jay calls back, we'll just find his number, and he gets like an individualized greeting that's like, hi, Jay.
Listen, buddy. Yeah, you can't keep doing this to us.
All right, I'm ready for the next one.
Actually... Nothing like an adult toy discussion to make us think about advertising. But I think now it's time. We should here, guys. Here's some ads for you.
Okay? We'll go to an ad break and be right back.
Real quick.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Oh, man. Those ads are probably amazing.
The best ads.
We have the best ads.
Do you think we had like an adult toy ad somewhere in the middle of that?
I hope so. I wonder if someone's listening out there, like an owl algorithm.
An adult.
Hey, it's Yash from New York City. I just wanted to say, what is the most difficult part about making Front Page Tech? Like, is it the writing? Is it the editing? Like, now that you guys are in this new phase of FPT, mm-hmm. where you guys are putting like so much more effort and like passion into like the writing and storytelling, I just want to know what's the most difficult part of that entire process. Also, I've been listening to Genius Bar since the beginning. So you guys got me through high school, and now I'm going to college. So
holy
thank you, John.
Fuck! Yeah,
yeah. Thank you, guys.
No.
What a great question, and thank you. Thank you, Goss.
That just made something click in my brain.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
This is going to hurt you inside.
Go for it.
I'm assuming that not a single person listening or watching is one of these people. But if by some miracle you were a subscriber around the first year of Front Page Tech,
okay,
by now you have completed high school.
Yeah.
If you went
it's
into kindergarten when we started, kindergarten, you graduated this year. That's what the hell?
Yeah, we've been here too long.
Is it time to go?
Right now?
Yeah.
Just pick up. Yeah, we're done. See ya.
Hardest part, huh?
Yeah. I thought this was a good question. Like, so much has changed.
You want to go first? What's the hardest part for you?
I mean, my job's not that hard. I know the hardest part is the edit, for sure. Like, as having been the editor for Front Page Tech, that was already, back then, the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
But now, when we're actually giving more of a shit,
yeah.
and really caring what gets posted, and, like, not even just what gets posted, but how you're getting the information, like... You did, okay, transparency, you did a touch-up pass on the most recent video.
Yeah, that, 8 times.
Yeah, and it was just, like, making sure sound effects were in the right spot.
Yeah, or make sure that this music is a decibel lower so you can hear my voice a little bit better. No one will notice those things, but...
Yeah, like, guys, if you want to know how to get a pinned comment on FPT... You give John all the compliments about the production quality, about the audio, the sound design, all of that. That's what takes all the work. But I think it's also what, you know, comes through the most, like the love and the effort.
Yeah. Well, okay. I used to very much hate editing.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, why you started editing.
That's why I did it, yeah.
Because making the same show over and over again and not being challenged in any way creatively was taking so much out of my soul that I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But now, editing is the most fun part to me. Seeing it all come together when... Like, I know when we got a fucking banger on our hands midway through an edit.
Yeah, you can feel
and
it.
And I like seeing that come to life. So I wouldn't even say that's the hardest part. I will say, if we're being transparent... Literally, the last 3 episodes consecutively have been rewritten or reshot.
That's true.
I don't know if that clicked for you, but we have the first episode, I think I recorded twice. When I say first episode, I mean 3 ago.
3 ago.
Since we like moved in here.
Right.
Second episode was rewritten.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was also, it was rewritten and recorded twice.
Good Lord.
So written recorded twice. You wrote one, it was recorded, we chucked it.
Yep.
So I would say the hardest part right now for us is settling on an idea that we think is worth making.
Ooh, you're going like meta with it.
Yeah, because it's hard to, for the amount of effort we're putting into the show and for the production quality that we're trying to put forward, it really doesn't make sense to do that for like an iPhone, you know? Like,
yeah, that's true.
iPhone 16 news, like that doesn't, so we don't want to, not saying we'll never cover the news again, but we want to take something that's in the news and create a story around it, or at least give it an angle that other people aren't giving it. And we want you to watch the show. You can get the news, honestly, on Mac Rumors, on Twitter, wherever.
Yeah, right. Just Google it. Even.
We want you to watch the show to think a little bit. And I think that's the hardest part right now is because sometimes we've gone a week or two without knowing what the next video is.
Yeah.
And because we can't find anything that feels
like
that,
worthy to us.
Yeah. So I think that's the toughest part right now. The reshooting is tough. The editing twice is tough.
Yeah.
But all of that comes from a good idea.
Right. It has to, getting to the decision making, like, or getting through that decision making, pulling the trigger and deciding like, yes, okay, now we're going to devote all of the hours in.
Yeah.
I you know what? I'm going to switch. You're right.
The edit's
the most time consuming, but the actual most difficult part is deciding.
Yeah, editing is, I mean, 10, 15 hours on that last episode. I don't even know.
Maybe more, yeah.
Yeah. And that's not even including the first edit I did that we
that
chucked
got
out.
Chucked, yeah.
It's just, I don't want to make it sound like we're better than any other, like, you know, creator in this space.
Definitely not.
And I'm not using this as a flex because it's not. Saying that we have to re-record or rewrite is not is not the flex you think it is, but I don't know if anyone else looks at their piece of content and thinks that it's worth just redoing, because the viewers aren't going to know that we shot it twice, edited twice. They just want a good video to watch. And I think right now that's what we're trying to give you guys is I want you to feel excited when you see our video. I don't want it to be just a news topic you might be interested in and then you'll click. I want every time you see Front Page Tech posted, you want to click. And I think that's why scarcity is helping us here. Less episodes. More meaningful episodes.
And this changed to our new, like, production style, I guess.
Yeah.
Wasn't even just, like, hard for us to figure out and switch to. Like,
I mean, that Tim Doc really changed everything real fast.
Yeah. We even had to, like, it was hard to get our agency on board with us.
Yeah. They were not happy.
Well, yeah, because it's like, hey, you know how we were posting so many videos, like, often?
Yeah.
We're going to do like half of those.
Yeah,
half of the time.
You know how you guys were putting ads in 3 episodes a week? Yeah, what if we did 2 ads a month? Is that cool with you?
Immediate panic everywhere.
Yeah, but they gave us a shot. They gave us a chance. And luckily, it paid off.
It did.
We've never seen views like we have right now. And we're super grateful. And
yeah, clearly, like, you guys are enjoying the change. Yeah. I would hope, at least. Let us know.
I'm really excited to see where this takes us, where we're going to be in a year.
Yeah, I was just thinking about something. Back in the day, the tagline, especially like during our when we had intros for each episode, it was like bad jokes and tech news.
Yeah.
That was like our thing.
Yeah.
That's not the case anymore. It's a totally different vibe in like every way. We can't even do a tagline.
If we had one, I pick tech videos that matter.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. That might end up on a channel banner. Let's see.
That's all I want to do is make videos that matter. I spent too much of my career making shit that didn't matter.
That's true. I mean, all of them. Welcome,
all
welcome
of them.
To everybody.
1,000 episodes.
In fact, you know, it's funny. Some of my notes I have written down are just looking back to the last episode of Recycle Bin, or last episode, before we came back.
Okay.
Four years ago.
Before the 8th reboot.
Dude. The channel and like what was happening at the time, it couldn't have been more different. Like I actually like linked some stuff.
Oh God.
It was okay. So the last episode of Recycle Bin was posted, and then 2 days after that, it was an episode of FPT with iPhone 12 being in PVT.
Okay.
Like iPhone 12.
Yeah.
Like we were just covering news.
Yeah.
Like that
we're,
was
we're almost on the 16th iPhone. Yeah. We're just 2 weeks away.
And then the video directly posted after that one was our AirTags leak.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's how different the journ and burn that is, exists now. Like we're so far removed from that time of our lives.
If you would have told that version of me that in a few years I will personally not be interested in leaking maybe ever again.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have believed you.
Right. Everything has changed.
Yeah.
we're even recording everything.
We're completely different, like, people in life.
Yeah.
That's...
it's real scary. All right, here, let's lighten the mood a little bit.
This is Tim. Good morning. My question is, why are you cheating on Sam?
Dude, you had me for a second.
I know.
I forgot that AI exists.
Yeah, I know. Hey, welcome to 2024.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that guy's doing a really good impression of Tim Cook, but it wasn't. It was.
Yeah. So why are you cheating on Sam?
I'm not cheating on Sam. This is a different show, completely different show. Wow, Tim, you sound a lot like Sam. Were you sent by Sam? Is that why it's AI?
Dude, that'd
because
be
you
so
can't,
funny.
Sam can't call.
That'd be so funny if Sam called in.
I mean, Sam can call, but Sam can't call and ask that question. So he had Tim Cook do it instead.
What a move would it be? What if Sam did call in? And I heard his voicemail. I went, it's not coming in the show. No, I'm not putting that in the show.
Yeah. I don't feel like I'm cheating. I feel like if you actually listen to this show, you know it's not the same show
as
Genius
Bar. It's a very
Bar.
Different show. There's actually less yelling in our show. You're less animated. You're more chill. You got a Dr. Pepper in your hand right now. Just hanging out. I'm playing voice.
Is that good or bad?
I think it's up to the listener. Do you like this vibe, Jern?
Yeah, it feels like you medicated me. Did you drug me?
I didn't.
My Dr. Pepper Zero has...
You have not been drugged.
My Dr. Pepper Zero has more than zero in it, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my God. Okay, next voicemail.
Hi, my name's Sean. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California. Great to have Recycle Bin back. My question is for Jern. A few months ago, I saw you do an interview where you said you were going to be making a series of episodes about Chris Perillo. I was just wondering if you still plan on doing that. And if so, when do you think you will work on it, and when will it be released? Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Great question. And first of all, I had no idea that you had ever mentioned that idea.
I'm going to be straight with you.
Yeah?
I don't remember doing it. I don't remember telling anybody.
Yeah. Not to say we're not... That's still not in the
Yeah, in the pipeline.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So here... We weren't working on a series of videos.
It was going to be one big one.
One documentary about Chris Perillo. We were working with Chris to do this, by the way. It wasn't a secret that we were going to like ambush him with.
A little preface here. Chris Perillo, if you don't know, I feel like you should be the one to sort of... He's quite an important figure in your life, career.
If you guys listening don't know who Chris Perillo is... He is the reason that Front Page Tech exists,
I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had a show back in the day called TLDR, which was a half-hour podcast-ish. Sometimes it got edited down and was quicker. But he was covering tech news, and he was kind of reading it from his iPad and discussing it with a live chat and stuff. And I was like, what if I made a tech news show that was the opposite, that was just jokes?
Right.
And less news.
Yeah.
And so that's literally how Front Page Tech started. And Chris Perillo, no matter what point I was at in my life, he posted a video every day, and he was my escape a lot of the time.
Yeah.
He made tech videos before tech videos were a thing. He worked for Tech TV back in the day, which became G4.
Yeah, even before YouTube, he's a big guy.
Yeah, like, he helped like... I believe he helped start Ustream or was like an advocate or consultant.
Yeah, instrumental.
Yeah, as part of Ustream.
He's like the godfather.
Yeah, he's like the godfather of tech YouTube, and that's what we wanted to make a video about. Everyone that you see now at some point was with Chris Perillo. Marquez started with Chris Perillo on Chris Perillo's channel.
Yep.
It's insane. Lamar Wilson, Marquez, and a few others I'm sure I'm missing. I, at one point, was working for him.
Yep.
I had been a fan of him for years
and years,
and he's someone on Front Page Tech. I forget how it happened, but that's how I ended up working for Chris Perillo for a year or two. And I feel like now people have sort of forgotten what...
The impact.
Yeah, the impact that Chris had, so we wanted to make a video about that. And we still are. We still do want to do that.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes, some stuff has happened, like...
Big stuff.
Yeah, some big stuff has happened in Chris's life and in our life, so we are, it's going to happen, but just not right now.
Yeah, and the reason I put this voicemail in here is, like, we just said it, like, we're, the channel's changing.
Yeah.
Now tech videos that matter.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just about news, this is about everything. Like, we did that massive Tim doc, like, yeah, that was an easy video for us to, like, mentally commit to doing because it's about Apple.
Mm-hmm.
But that video still needed to be made.
Yeah.
And, like, we can see, like, holes.
Yeah, there are areas, stories that have literally not been told, especially in video form and appropriately in a, like, an entertaining fashion.
Yeah.
Something for you to consume and watch. And we have, I mean, there's a couple that are very, very good that I think we are just waiting for iPhone season to clear a little bit.
Yeah, so then a little bit.
When you usually expect the drought to happen news-wise, like towards the end of the year, that's when I think you should expect Front Page Tech to start hitting pretty hard.
I think so. Which is, and it's funny because it's hitting pretty hard right now.
Yeah, hitting pretty hard right now.
In my opinion.
Yeah, but we have some fucking great documentaries that, like, yeah, you guys are not ready.
Yeah. Which is, we've never, this is so new to us. The idea that we have content that is not just about to be ready to be pumped out.
Yeah, and we, like, have never week. Overhyped anything either. People have mentioned that. Like, when I mention a video on Genius Bar, and I'm like, it's the best video I think we've ever made, or you can't miss this one.
Uh-huh.
It has never been, I've never clickbaited you or lied.
That's true, even though we always clickbait. This is not the case. Even though all we do is clickbait you with titles and thumbnails. The content stands up.
Don't hate the player.
In my opinion. All right, next message.
My name is Oliver. Okay? And, like, you know how there's, like, a Mac Mini? And there, like, used to be an iPhone Mini? And there's, like, I think another Mini somewhere?
iPad Mini.
But what about, like, a MacBook Mini? So, like, in 2015...
They tried that.
We had, like, the 12-inch MacBook.
We know how that worked out. MacBook,
and it was garbage.
Yeah.
But, like, what if we had a MacBook Mini and it was, like, 11 inches, like an iPad, okay? And it had, like, MagSafe and all that good stuff.
Now we're getting all fantastical.
Yeah.
I know we have, like, the M1 MacBook Air, but that's still, like, a regular 13-inch. How cool would it be to have, like, a 10 or an 11-inch? You know what I mean? Bye.
It sounds like he's trying to manifest this, like, through the show.
I know. So I included that. It's a little fantastical. A little silly, maybe, but thank you, Oliver, for the question. I think Apple's, they got a hard road ahead because we always talk about the iPad Pro exists, and they're big, 12.9 inches, right? Or 11.9, what is it?
I don't know. They're
huge.
They're massive.
Huge iPad Pro. And we have the nice MacBook Air, you know? And there's this weird sort of uncrossable zone in the middle. We cannot have a smaller MacBook and we're like, you cannot have a larger iPad. Like, even the idea of getting a touchscreen MacBook is, like, a little scary because it's encroaching.
Yeah, I think the MacBook Mini that you're looking for is an iPad.
Right, but isn't that, like...
It's smaller, portable, you can put a keyboard on it like that.
Right, exactly. That's definitely the case. And it's just, there's just this strange, I'd be worried about this, these two product lineups if I was Apple, personally.
And they tried a 12-inch MacBook, just MacBook.
Yeah.
And that didn't work.
That sucked.
Yeah, sucked pretty bad. Didn't work.
Well, that was well before the days of Apple Silicon and the butterfly keyboard. I think those lawsuits just now got paid out.
Yeah, so. I feel like not enough people have... Everything is just so here and then gone so fast that we have, like, forgotten how quickly Apple went from completely and almost offensively underpowered for the price to what the hell?
That's,
like,
true.
So fast overnight. Apple Silicon is ridiculous. The offerings that Apple has for Apple Silicon, especially now years later when it's more... The foundation has been laid.
Yeah.
It's insane, the power that you can buy for $699.
Yeah, I just literally bought an M1 MacBook Air for my wife, because why would I not?
Yeah.
It's an incredible deal.
Why would I not?
Like, That's crazy. The battery life and the power.
Yeah, like, and they don't give a shit. They're just shoving M chips in iPads and
yeah. So like
probably in an iPhone one day.
But that begs the question. It's like, you know, I know his question was about a MacBook Mini.
Yeah,
but like, how do you even, if you're entering the fucking ecosystem, how do you decide between an iPad Pro
yeah.
and a MacBook? Like, I can't even imagine.
I mean, the choice there is just iPadOS or macOS at that point.
I guess so. But even iPadOS, like, they're still kind of a joke.
Yeah, iPadOS can, it's still fucking worst. they don't have any excuse for what they're shipping on an iPad.
No, that's true. Other than it's, you bought the product and it's free updates.
Yeah, and this is coming from the people that are like, well, you guys just don't understand, the average consumer's fine. No, that's bullshit. The iPadOS is so bad.
All right, final question of the episode. Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, my name is Anmol Preet, and I'm from Canada, Ontario. And my question is that, do you think that Apple is do a design change on the Pro models? Because it's been like they're getting like they're using the same design from the 11 Pro, like the three camera set, right?
Yeah, the camera module.
Do you know, like, they're ever gonna like change the like camera arrays or like anything like that? Like, I don't know when they're gonna change it, because it's been like more than like 5 years, I think. Just let me know. What are your thoughts? Thank you.
Funny timing.
Yeah.
First of all, you know how Drake Bell is more famous in Mexico, so he just moved there?
I didn't
know. Should we go to Canada?
I didn't know that. What the fuck are you talking about?
Drake Bell from Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
Like, not well known here in the U.S. anymore. Of course, as the young Drake Bell from Drake and Josh
okay,
is known.
Sure.
But his musical career is much more successful in Mexico. So he lives there and he speaks Spanish.
What?
He has Spanish songs.
How did you find this out?
I follow him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, but this is the second or third caller from Canada.
Yeah.
So let's just go there. Probably say headquarters in Canada.
Dude, I have always noticed that our Canadian fans are so, like, there. They show up whenever, like, the saturation, it's like they're more fervent up north.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I agree. Yeah, we're going to be expats.
Oh, well, funny timing, because, yeah, that's done.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what the last video was about. I think once, maybe once a decade, you'll get the next form of iPhone, whatever that new design looks like. But there is only so much you can do with a rectangle. And we've done all of it.
They've been all over the
cameras
place.
Cameras have been in every position you could want them. Front-facing cameras have been in every position you want them.
Yeah.
We have gotten rid of bezels. We've gotten rid of foreheads and chins. It's just, we have done everything there is to do. We started folding them.
That's true.
We've done everything there is to do. And my hope is to be able to steer people away from wanting and expecting a hardware design change and be more interested in what that stuff enables. What's going to be in the software this year? What's all that stuff going to do? Because software has always been the thing. That's like the thing that makes and changes the world. Yeah.
You may feel the phone in your hands, but you interact and that shapes your entire experience.
Yeah, the hardware is only a vehicle for software,
true,
assuming it's good.
Yeah.
Things like Apple Intelligence are going to be the massive leaps that we're going to see now.
Yeah.
It's just, okay, think about how powerful hardware is now. Before, right? If you didn't buy a phone with what you might consider significant specs, it hindered your experience. Like, you would have a slower,
you'd have a bad time,
laggier experience than someone who bought something with better specs on it or in it.
Yeah.
That's not a thing anymore. These phones, no matter what phone you buy, has far surpassed anything that you would need to do on it. Anything.
That's true.
Any normal thing that you want to do, to now where instead of needing hardware to support software needs, now we're creating software just because the hardware exists. Like AI generative AI stuff, that only exists because the hardware is way too powerful.
There's such overhead,
For normal stuff that now we can start doing extra stuff in software. Yeah. Did I say software?
You did say software, but keep going, you're on a roll.
Yeah. And software. So, yeah, I think the days of massive hardware leaps, those are behind us. Not saying it'll never happen again, but it's definitely not going to be frequent.
No.
And you're going to see... I implore you to pay more attention in what happens with software, because that's where game-changing stuff is going to occur for the next few years.
And I think we touched on an interesting concept with the SE4 video. Returning to simplified camera arrays... I feel like what we're going to see almost before we see a major design overhaul with like a pro level iPhone is like a reduction back into like, there's going to be a major breakthrough with camera tech where it's like, just back to one lens, we're good.
Well, think about it. So we started creating, wide angle lens are just cool, right? Yeah, that's just a cool extra thing that we have. Uh-huh. But in a practical sense, telephoto lenses were almost required because the phones that we were taking pictures with, we're talking 8-megapixel sensor, 12-megapixel sensor.
Yep.
And digitally zooming on those,
it terrible.
Falls apart pretty fast.
Yeah.
So you need a telephoto lens that can optically get you some headroom.
Mm-hmm.
We shoot on 48-megapixel sensors now.
Yeah.
You can now we're at the point where you can have one lens and digitally zoom in and get and maintain pretty good quality. The camera we shoot on,
for the
33
show.
Megapixels.
Yeah, for the show we're talking
about.
Yeah,
the
for
pro
FPT.
Camera that we shoot on, the episodes that you watch, go back and watch the last episode. You see how great that looks?
Yeah.
33 megapixels.
Multi-$1,000
camera. 33 megapixels, and your iPhone... I'm sorry, the iPhone SE even, for around $500, 48-megapixel sensor. That's insane.
Yeah, I think we're going to... That's the next move, I think. Other than that, if you really want a major design overhaul, you're going to be waiting for, like, an iPhone Ultra.
Yeah,
something
or,
like that.
Or just watch Google and Samsung try to copy whatever Apple does. Have you seen the Google Pixel 9?
Yeah.
It's just an iPhone.
Yeah.
Flat size.
We won't talk about that one particular Samsung smartwatch that came out.
Yeah. The one particular one.
The one particular... You know what I'm talking about.
I think people have become, especially in this space, and that's sort of why I think I'm passionate about trying to make videos that matter or help you guys think differently. It's because I know me, and I became very jaded in this space. And lost appreciation for the fact that we can ship a 48-megapixel camera in a tiny little phone in your pocket for $500. That's nuts. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's too easy to brush that stuff under the rug and then look at, like, well, it's not the best they could do.
Yeah, it doesn't have 12 gigabytes of RAM. Like,
yeah.
I believe this so strongly that I think I'm going to get a base model this year.
That's, we were talking about that.
A base model 16.
You got to practice what you preach, right?
Yeah, I just don't need it. I don't need a pro. There's nothing that I do on my phone where I was like, wow, thank God I got the pro.
Right. I'll be real. The only thing that truly makes me feel like I'm having a premium pro experience is that fucking ProMotion, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't look at 60 frames per second anymore, 60 hertz. It kills me. I feel like such a little picky bitch with that. But like, that really, like... Yeah.
It's funny you mention that because in the we did a video where we went, you remember Gabby?
Yeah.
Where we talked about, we asked her like, hey, the iPhone 15 base model shipped with, was it 90 hertz or 60 hertz?
Oh, dude. Yeah, I think it was.
Who fucking cares? It wasn't 120. That's all I remember.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't know what that meant. And that was like the whole point of that video.
Yep.
And in that video, I mentioned that what people don't realize is that when regular consumers are in a Verizon or a T-Mobile store or whatever, or in a Best Buy, wherever they're buying their phone, Apple Store, one of the only things that separates value, perceived value for them, is how the phone feels.
Yep.
So when they're scrolling and touching the screen, they don't know what 120 hertz means, but they know that screen feels more responsive.
Yeah, it's so much smoother and wow.
So feeling is some of the only thing separating base model from pro, because other than that, they're getting pretty similar. Design's very similar. The base model's only missing a camera lens.
They're not going to notice the hardware, like the chip difference.
Yeah, it's getting Apple Intelligence. iPhone SE's getting Apple Intelligence.
Yep.
Like, one of the only things that separates these experiences is the experience, what it feels like to use it. So I don't know when we're going to get base models with 120 hertz. I would like it, but it's not a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker for me.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, dude, yeah, I can't go back. That's it.
I think
ship has sailed.
I think if you were trying to do everything with your phone, if that's like your command station, you should get a pro.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
But like for me, I only need a phone to do phone stuff. If I, my iPhone 15 Pro shoots in ProRes RAW.
That's insane.
I can shoot log footage with this.
Yeah.
But if I ever want to do that, I'll just use our camera.
Yeah.
You know, I will I will just shoot natively like that because we have that. I don't use my phone for that stuff. If you don't have other equipment and you're an aspiring creator or whatever, that is a world we live in. You can just use your phone for literally everything. You can film, you can edit, upload,
you can
everything.
Edit well with that too.
So at this point, pro phones are, I would consider, for people that that's their only technological device.
Yep.
But if you've got a MacBook, if you've got an iPad, if you've got other cameras that you use, you don't need the pro.
Most people, just get the normal cheap one. Save some money.
The normal cheap one that's still $800.
Well, get the cheap one. Get that SE.
Would you ever get the SE?
I'm thinking about it, but I just, the refresh rate, the, you know.
Okay, let's forget that refresh rate exists. The options, like, are there any deal breakers, like the fact that it has a notch still?
Interesting. The notch is kind of rough.
Really?
In my lizard brain,
uh-huh.
The notch signifies it's the old one.
Okay.
Like, all right, yeah. It's, I'm going backwards.
It's the old one.
That's it. But, like, that's it, though.
I don't care about the notch itself. What would be hard for me after using 14 and 15 Pro is the dynamic island, other than looks, is unironically useful.
It's pretty cool.
Like, it does stuff.
Yeah,
it does extra stuff.
Yeah.
That the notch never did ever. So that's the only thing that would be. But looks-wise, hardware-wise, I wouldn't care about a notch.
Yeah, no. My lizard brain just goes, like, that's the old one.
That's the old one?
I wouldn't feel as excited about it. Like, I want to see. I'm still that person internally where I want to see what Apple does next. I want to see, like, new design ideas.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool that they're able to fit. Like, I think it's incredible and innovative that they're going to be able to fit so much phone in, like, a $500 package.
Mm-hmm.
It's that is, like, we agree. It's, like, that's where the innovation is.
Yeah.
But I also want to see the new stuff. I want, give me.
I also want to see the new stuff.
Give me them. I want to see prototypes. I want to see what those Apple engineers who are only there for a summer are working on, and their ideas are never going to break out of, like, the idea room.
Yeah.
I want to see what they're thinking about making. I want that stuff.
I think we are.
Yeah.
I think they're announcing all that shit without any plan.
No.
Yeah.
You're probably
Apple
right.
Intelligence, someone thought this was a good idea, so we're just going to announce it today.
God.
Here's Vision Pro. It's just hardware built from an idea. Hopefully you buy it.
Oh. Oh, God.
I checked my notes, and there's really nothing that can't wait till next week other than I want to bring up, did you see the fake Apple event invite?
You know, I haven't.
What?
Because I want to see it on here.
Go to Google and type in Apple Insider invite.
Okay, got you.
Someone, very clearly, right off the bat, this was not a confusing thing, at least to me and anyone with a brain.
This one?
That's it. Someone made a fake Apple event invite that was very clearly not real.
That doesn't look even remotely real.
This is a thing that happens every year. Is people create concepts, Apple invites. Some people just outright fake it and claim that it's real.
Ready, set, capture. Yeah, if you want to know what we're talking about directly, ready, set, capture. And it's all like bronze.
Yeah, because the iPhone 16 Pro is going to have a bronze color.
Right.
Or a desert titanium, whatever the hell they call it.
Yeah.
Someone made that. And Majin Bu,
yeah,
who you just lost some credibility on Front Page Tech for this, shared it outright, and that, because that person shared it, sites like Apple Insider, which, guys, come on, you had to know.
Yep.
I get it. Clicks are nice, and it's the season for clicks, but Jesus Christ, people.
I know.
What an insane thing to post as news. The next day, the person that made it posted on X a screen recording of them making it and saying, by the way, I faked this Apple leak.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
It got noted literally to make fun of Majin Bu.
How?
That's crazy.
Wait, who did that?
There was a note. It just says...
On Apple Insider?
No, I'm sorry. The X post got like a community, readers added context.
Okay, I was going to say, if Apple Insider threw him under the bus.
Oh.
That's bullshit. Because you guys are the ones amplifying the message.
No,
you're the news outlet.
Yeah, he sent it to a leaker just because he was bored, is what the guy Lore VFX made. That's who made it. That's what he said.
Well, we're going to get the actual real one probably a day after this comes out.
Yeah, I know. It's coming.
It's about that time. So probably on Tuesday before noon EST, I would imagine. I don't actually know anything.
No.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah. This is so interesting because iPhone season's coming up hot.
Very hot.
And that used to be our, like, time of the year.
Yeah, every video, iPhone 16 video.
And this is the first year, you know, being a part of the show again.
Yeah.
I don't really, like, I'm excited from a, like, consumer standpoint, sure. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, new iPhone stuff. But we don't, like, need iPhone season coming up. It's, we have other things.
I mean, we just gambled pretty hard with that iPhone SE video amongst, one, it was Pixel 9 day.
Yeah.
That's what everyone else with any amount of attention was posting. And two, it's iPhone 16 season.
Yeah.
And we're just like, okay, but how about that?
Yeah,
the
like truthfully, I'm so grateful to our viewers who are like full steam ahead with us.
Yeah,
like we got so many amazing ride or die fans now.
Yeah,
where like, like you just said, Pixel 9 day, and it's iPhone 16 season, and we put up an iPhone SE 4, and they're like, yeah,
sure,
let's do it. Sure, let's go. 11 minutes, let's do it.
Yeah, I think. And what we're doing right now, I think, isn't the landing spot we're going to end up
at. No, it's not at all.
This, what you're seeing right now is the in-between. This is the bridge. It's a transition into whatever the next thing for us is going to look like. I have ideas of what I want that to look like, but what Front Page Tech looks like in a year, I don't even know. So I'm on the ride with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we have some ideas
mm-hmm.
where we're going to end up.
Like, but really, they're the ones that decide what works and
yeah.
what we look like
yeah.
a year from
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like, who knows? Maybe we make the hell out of a Chris Perillo documentary. It comes out and you guys go like, yeah, that wasn't it. Then we'll be like, all right, yeah. We're back to tech news.
Okay.
That's cool.
iPhone 16!
Yeah, anyway, how about check out them cameras? Oh.
I mean, is that it?
I guess that's
it. Have we done it?
I think we've done it.
This was too easy.
I know. It feels like we should talk for like twice or three times as long. I feel like we got the fuel in us to like
yeah,
keep, to going.
Keep going.
I mean, we got the voicemails, but I think this is it.
Yeah, so 404-919-5530. If you want to call in to be featured on the next episode, leave a question that's under 30 seconds-ish. Leave your name, where
Just
you're from.
Do your best, guys.
Try not to dox yourself.
Yeah, please don't dox yourself.
Don't say, call me back at, here's my number.
Yeah, don't do that.
Brian vets them. Use this as your own guiding force, however you'd like, but Brian vets all of these calls. I never hear them in advance,
yeah.
So don't abuse that. Or do.
I mean, I think it's more fun if you do abuse it because we could sneak some stuff in, like the milk toast, catch them off guard.
Are we really doing that in the next episode?
Well, you might have to.
They're going
to
hear me vomit.
We'll cut it out, maybe.
Will we?
No, probably not. We'll have a bucket.
A bucket.
All okay, right, guys. Thanks for listening. I interrupted you.
Go ahead.
Whoop.
You want to say anything? Go ahead.
Go ahead, say it.
No, you say it.
No.
No,
you say it.
You say it.
No, you hang up.
This is...
No, you hang up.
I'm just used to having to, like...
steer the ship?
Yeah, so you go ahead.
Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you like this episode of Recycle Bin. You let the guy who's sick do the outro.
I did.
Give us all the ratings on all your podcast platforms of choice. We're everywhere. You might be watching on YouTube. If that's the case, leave a comment, I guess.
Yeah, let us know if you hate this or not. I want to do a video thing, but we're just secretly I want to just do audio,
right?
But the audience is not going to let that happen.
No,
I'm going to fight you guys to the last
That's
breath.
True. We're going to win, though. Maybe, probably not.
I think the audience is going to win.
They
usually do.
So,
okay, guys,
we should probably stop recording, huh?
Yeah, we should end it. Has it ended already, or are we about to hit a button to end it?
I think we're going to hit the button right now. Bye.
It's the other one.